Hello, welcome to Angry Little Welshman and Friends. This is a trigger warning that this covers very sensitive topics, it has very sweary language, and also has real emotions. So please bear this in mind when listening. Enjoy!
Right. Grow a pair.
Yeah, man.
Relax. Grow a pair.
Who's the dad? Man up.
Man up.
It's a man's job.
Get up. You're a grown boy.
Man
just
up.
Grow a pair. Just punch him back.
And I'm not afraid. I don't need money, man. I don't even need a future. You know, I can poke my eyes out. At least I know that I was doing something real for 2 or 3 seconds, you know? It's all about fear. I'm not afraid anymore, man. Fuck it!
Hello! Welcome to episode 7 of Angry Little Welshman and Friends. It has been a long time coming. A lot's happened. And this now will include a 10 minute to 15 minute introduction bit that I do. We'll also live stream on Instagram. Only because I couldn't figure out how to do it on TikTok. Sorry, Instagram fans. I'm 20 minutes late because I also couldn't figure out how to do this via my PC/laptop. If anyone knows how, because I wanted to use my fancy microphone. Instead, you're having to deal with the microphone that is on my Google Pixel 4. So this one might be a bit longer than an introduction than the other podcasts I've done. It's been a long time since I've done a podcast. And this will be published alongside the main bulk of this episode, which will include an interview with a gentleman who started the organisation Man Up, who reached out to me last year after I posted a picture with my top off, challenging men's health and men's mental health in particular around body image, where there's if you look at men's mental health, the hashtag on social media, 50%, I'd say, of it is good. It's great. It's inspiring. It's lovely. The other 50% is men looking ripped, looking toned, making other people feel weird. And it's, yeah, anyway. So, yeah, I just challenged about body shapes and we talked about body image. So if you want to hear that interview, then do check out our podcasts. Oh, I keep talking in plurals. This is just me. It's just me. Please check out my podcast. We'll publish this podcast fully by the weekend. I will publish this podcast. Keep an eye out for that. But this introduction bit is just a bit of me ranting, a bit of me sharing how things have been. So if you'd like to challenge anything I say, question anything I'm talking about, please do. It'll include my usual rants while I talk about any life changes that have gone on for me. Some quite big ones since I last podcasted. I don't know, what's the word? And I'll talk about some other big changes that have gone on in my life. I'll talk about my mental health, how that's been going. I'll have my angry reflection of the week. And then I'll introduce the guest. And then you'll be able to catch that interview properly in the podcast itself. Welcome. A lot has happened since I've done a podcast. The last podcast I did was arguably in, September, something like that. Liz Truss was still Prime Minister. That's how long ago it was. It has been a long old time. For a moment, I thought a lettuce was going to be our Prime Minister. That being said, you could argue we have got a lettuce for a Prime Minister. But, you know, that's up to you. Rishi Sunak is currently the Prime Minister. I think I would have preferred a lettuce, personally. And I think in the last podcast, which I listened to just to check in with what was going on, what I said, what did I talk about, it was a lot of things around parenthood. and how I'm about—I was about to become a parent. You can, so you will be happy to hear that I am a parent. Our wonderful baby Anaira—that's Welsh for snow—was born 28th of December last year. So thank you very much for that. I'm saying thank you because there's some smiley faces coming on from someone I know as well on Instagram Live. That's the beauty. I get to interact with you. So do say hello. Do reach out. Do comment on things I'm talking about. I might mention you. I might not. So yeah, for baby Anaira, she's now 10 weeks old. Just over 10 weeks. Be 11 weeks this Thursday. She's doing amazing. She got a cute smile. She's enjoying boob, as most people do, I think, regardless of your sexuality or your age. And it's just been absolutely fantastic. I'm back at work. Obviously, I had a month off, which was lovely, but I'm back at work now. So just trying to do what I can and spend time with her when I can, as well as also trying to maintain my own well-being by looking after myself, which, as you can imagine, is not easy. It's not easy. So some insights of being a parent. You know, one of the things that I was always starting to get aware of and has definitely come up since becoming a father in particular is other dads sort of talk constantly wanting to meet and, well, not constantly, but wanting to meet and moan about, you know, how that's been going, how it's been hard. Oh, it's such hard. I want to moan about it. I was doing my head in, I'm not getting any sleep. And I keep getting people asking me, how's it going? And I'm kind of like, yeah, it's great. It's everything I thought it'd be. It's sleepless nights. It's doing lots of sacrificing things. It's, but I knew all that. I knew all that going into this. If you don't know all that before you become a parent, read a book. Fuck, watch a film. It's not that, you know, unknown that parenting takes a lot out of your time and life. And so I don't actually have anything to moan about. Had someone ask me to go out for a drink the other day so we can bitch about being a father. And I was like, there's nothing to bitch about. Why would I bitch? It's a delight. I change the nappies most of the time. My partner's very kind to give me some proper sleep when I have to go into the office because that involves a bit more travelling. But I do a nappies when I can and I love it. It's my little bit of one-to-one time. Because I can't do the boob, so nappy time's my time, and you know I'm used to wading through shit, so it's absolutely fine as well. So that's one thing I've noticed. We've been trying reusable nappies. You know, that's been going well. We've upped and down. Some are good, some are crap. No pun intended. And some of them are just, you know, not always easy to navigate, if I think is the best word, because there's so many of them. Did you know there were so many different types of reusable nappies? I didn't. There's absolutely shit tons, and so we're still trying to figure out which one our favorite is. That could be anything. Some have got poppers, some have got zip. No, they haven't got zip. Some have got poppers and some have got Velcro. I'm a big fan of the popper ones. Although I do wish there were more zips on baby's clothes, so you could just like zzz, as opposed to going fucking fiddling at 2:30 in the morning trying to figure out where the fuck the popper is. It's quite annoying. My partner's done this as well. I have popped it into the wrong one sometimes and been like, ah, she's going in a sleeping bag anyway, she'll be fine. And she was, lo and behold. So that's been fun. And I mean, baby costs. Yes, okay, that's the one thing I'll moan about. Is nursery is a bastard. This country, you know, punishes you for having a family, pretty much, sadly. And so we're currently already looking at how we're going to fund, live our lives by being able to go to work and earn money to look after our child, whilst also being able to afford childcare next year. When both me and my partner are back at work full time, it's not going to be easy. But you know, people have been doing it for years, and I reckon that's probably what a lot of people will, you know, do. And that's why the government have never changed it. It's like, oh, they've managed for years. Ah, they're fine. Don't worry about it. You know, just deal with it. They're fine. It's not a problem. So, you know, it's something that we've got to kind of figure out, I guess. And then, so something that's coming up that's actually made me a bit angry. When I say it made me angry, it's not made me angry. It's just a bit of crap in it. Is like Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is the biggest hallmark capitalist money scheme, making scheme in the world. Is Mother's Day, like Father's Day. Another one where it's kind of like, if you're not like just treating and showing love to your family through the year, then and need one special day to be like, oh shit, you know what, I'll get some flowers. It's that one, it's their one day of the year. We had a debate about that, because it would be my partner's first Mother's Day. And if I actually did do something, but I thought it was last Sunday, so we've already had it. So we've leaving the card up for a month now. I've said I don't want anything for Father's Day. Don't do any of that shit. And you know, when Ira's old enough, I'm gonna be teaching her at school when the teachers are like, oh come on, let's everyone do some Father's Day paper mache. Not only do I not want some shit paper mache, no offense to Ira, and you know, perhaps it'll be a work of art. Inspiring, but ultimately I'm going to teach just to say, well, my dad doesn't believe in Father's Day. He says it's a capitalist and rich white people's way of getting richer, and see how the teacher handles that, and she can do some human rights activist posters or something. So those are some of the things that my parenthood insights, which will become a regular feature, I'm afraid, listeners. As someone struggling with their mental health, parenting plays a big part into that now. Parenting impacts my mental health, and my mental health impacts my parenting, as I'm sure those who are parents and struggle to manage their own mental health understand. I think my biggest worry is projecting some of that onto an Ira, which obviously I don't want to happen. I want to raise her to be resilient and able to manage her emotions in a healthy way. We'll see how that goes. I'm not going to talk about that too much, I guess. So what else? Other big changes? Work. I've changed work. I've left a full-time job. I've left the safe, warm bosom of a comfy job to embrace the hard, cold graft that is part-time and freelance work. I have a part-time job, but then I'm also going to be focusing on my freelance work. So that's my youth mental health first aid, workshops in schools around anger, around relationships, and many other things. And also doing more Euro Youth mental health work as we're starting to get some work in for that. So that's very exciting. And yeah, my mental health. How has my mental health been? Well, I had a month off before my paternity leave for depression and anxiety. I was off through December with depression. So it was a tough one. I know I was on the cusp of trying to last until the paternity leave. I was just pushing myself, thinking, oh, it's only 6 weeks left. Oh, it's only 5 weeks left. 4 weeks to go though, snap. I went, I couldn't hack it. Had a few days where I couldn't stop crying, and got signed off by the GP. I'm currently in a queue for some CBT, cognitive behavioural therapy, which I've not had good experience of in the past, but they've assured me that this might be slightly different because I'm getting assessed and will be given a special CBT, whatever the fuck that looks like. I mean, I won't get it until I'm about 50. So I'll let you know, if I'm still podcasting then, what it's like. But yeah, it's not been amazing, unfortunately. So I've had to manage that. But then, yeah, you know, it got better. We had our baby, which was an amazing experience. I just want to say huge props to the Rosie in Cambridge Hospital, where we were. They were just incredible, kind, efficient, and helpful. Oh, what I didn't also tell you, which is, I'm going off on a tangent here. We had the song I Want to Break Free play whilst Anira was born. We had a playlist, a lovely playlist full of amazing songs. And that was the song that was on at the time of her being born, which we all thought was hilarious, as did the midwives. The other thing that's been bugging my, struggling with my mental health currently, though, is managing the stress of managing your self-care. I do think this is a big issue, not only for adults but for young people and everyone in between. There'll be a two-part podcast coming out later in probably in April now, with Doctor. Is she a doctor yet? No, she's doing a PhD. She will be a doctor. Alex Truscott, who's doing her PhD in self-care in young people. And as you know, listeners, this is I'm a youth mental health worker, and so I see this a lot. We are being bombarded with ways to look after our mental health, self-care to look after our mental health. And I think, for me, I find the stress of managing all the different self-cares worse. So it actually makes it worse. I try everything, meditation, some coaching, yoga, Pilates to help my back so that I can run, which helps my mental health, which is still not better. But also whilst going to the gym to keep the weight off, because my weight makes me feel bad. Wanting to read, because that's supposedly good. And I know reading's good for you. I just never get around to doing it. And all of these things, and they keep, it snowballs until I break. I'm like, I'm trying all these different, trying to fit in self-care, and it just explodes. That almost happened today. This is because that's one of the main reasons I've not done this podcast for a few weeks. I wanted to do it as soon as the January started, get it back going again, because I've got 4 recordings lined up from 2022. The first one is with Man Up. And it's one of the biggest things that's making me struggle at the moment. So that's where my, so out of 10, my mental health currently, 10 being amazing, which not many people are at. I think if I'm, listeners, yawning. I think if I'm 7 plus, I'm happy, but I probably out of 6. I'm meeting up with some friends tonight, so I'm looking forward to that. So that's what's keeping me at a 6, to be honest. If I didn't have anything on tonight, I'd probably be lower. But yeah, that's where I am. Anyway, almost done with my introduction rant, and then obviously if you want to listen to the full podcast, check out on your favourite streaming services, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Stitcher, Player FM, Podbean, that's one I think. In a week's time we'll publish this, and give us a listen, tell us what you think, leave some comments, leave reviews, they're always good to get reviews, and as these help us help the podcast grow and gets me to get better guests. So do get in touch if you have any insights you'd like to share, or any angergy that you'd like to share that you've done. Angergy is always good. So we're almost finished. So before we finish is the usual segment. Angry reflection of the week, which is usually me reflecting on something that's made me angry in the last couple of weeks, usually linked to mental health of some nature. As it's been so long, this is more an angry reflection of the last few months, and my reflection is about charlatans in the mental health community. In the last few years, mental health has gained a huge amount of following and awareness, which is amazing, but that has also presented lots of opportunities for charlatans and pretenders to jump on the bandwagon. And I am going to name someone about this. I'm going to do a open video. It's like an open letter, but video to this gentleman who I have invited to the podcast. And that's Joe Marler, former England international and now podcaster. Still does play rugby for Harlequins and still is a very good rugby player. Someone I used to admire, but he's done a lot of stupid things in the last year or so. And it's treated me a bit like shit when I tried to reach out to do a podcast. Didn't have to. I didn't expect him to get on the podcast, but the way he replied was very rude, very unbecoming of supposedly a role model for young people. And I think it's embarrassing and sad that there are people like that that exist. He's looking for a quick break in terms of what to do after his rugby career. He's talked about his own mental health. Just because you have or diagnosed with a mental health illness or someone is diagnosed doesn't mean they're not a twat. I think it's important to remember that. Yeah, just because someone's ill doesn't mean they're not a twat. And this is the Joe Marler. You were a twat, and that will come out soon. So anyway, that's my angry reflection of the week. That and the inability to stream from my PC to Instagram so I can use my bloody fancy pants microphone that I pay top dollar for. I'll figure it out for next time. So thank you, and we'll go on to the main part of the podcast, episode 7 now, where we're introducing recording from last year with Man Up organization, where we talked specifically about body image in men and the impact that has on our mental health. So enjoy that conversation and always remember to harness your energy. Thank you very much. Hello, welcome back. I have some sad news, I'm afraid. The episode of which myself and Dan from Man Up chatted about body image in men, sadly, has been lost to the internet, to the deepest, darkest realms of Zoom clouds and other things. We met and recorded it last year, sometime in the summer in 2022. We thought we'd saved it somewhere, and we can't find it for life nor reason. So sadly, we're not going to have that, but I will talk a bit about the post and what I was referring to in the introduction. But first off, so I want to give a shout out to Dan at Man Up. So Dan is the founder and runs an organization called Man Up. Many of you might be familiar with that phrase. It's synonymous with being used as a way to motivate, supposedly, people to man up. I've heard it said to men and girls alike, especially young boys as well, if they're upset or are crying or struggling to do something. It's a negative term that shouldn't be used in that sense. It also belittles women. And what Dan is doing is flipping the use of this word. Like I'm doing with anger and angergy, Dan is doing some fantastic work looking at flipping this. And that the term man up needs to be challenged all the time, and that's their focus and why they do it. So they do a lot of work. One of the main things Dan does is he does lots of videos where he talks to men and women from across the UK and beyond about issues around men's health, toxic masculinity, men's stereotypes, and all of those sorts of topics. So they're well worth listening to, the videos. You can find them, I find them on his Instagram, at ManUp. I just wanted to give a special shout out for them. They do a lot of their stuff on social media. As I mentioned, male characters overcoming mental health problems rather than suffering from them. And they also do some work with schools and businesses and other things now to try and break down the stigma associated with men's mental health. So naturally, you can see why we sort of synchronized a bit. We've got a lot of crossover. And so I'd absolutely recommend checking them out. So why did Dan reach out to me? So I posted a picture of myself with my shirt off last year in May. It was a lovely hot day. I think I'd either just finished doing some exercise or even some gardening. And I clearly had too many Diet Cokes because I thought it'd be a good idea to take a picture of myself and post it on the internet. There were two reasons for this. One was that I was actually getting quite sick and tired. If you look for a hashtag on Twitter and other spaces, you will find that the hashtag men's mental health often is synonymous with lots of pictures of men looking absolutely ripped to perfection, not a sliver of body fat on them. Now, I know it's going to the gym and exercise is hugely beneficial for your mental health, not just for men, believe it or not. And I atone to that. If I don't exercise
for more after 2 or 3 days, I get really antsy and my mental health will slowly dip. So I do completely agree. Now, I'd like to think that all these people were using that hashtag for that reason, because they've gone to the gym and they're battling their mental health. However, the reason is actually that it's just a way of them getting extra followers and things. So it really murkies the waters. Murkies the waters? Is that the phrase? Murkies the waters. It's probably not a phrase, but you know what I mean. Murkies the waters of men's mental health as a hashtag. Because if you're looking to try and form a community and see a similar post, or maybe other men that are struggling, and try and get some hope and inspiration for your situation, and you come across those sorts of things, especially if your depression or difficulties with mental health are about body image, that's going to really knock you down. So it's a call out to all those people to stop doing that. Unless you're talking about your mental health in the post or something as well, you know, you got to link it to mental health and not just chuck that hashtag in there. But so that was one of the reasons. And then the second reason was actually, funnily enough, a friend of mine posted a picture in a group chat on WhatsApp around that time. And well, I think someone else actually posted a picture of them and of other people, like a group shot. And my friend replied saying, oh, of course, I didn't breathe in. Now, I put this question out to all people, not just men, but how many times have you had a photo that you kind of look at and you're like, oh, God, I could have breathed in. I do it all the time. I'm very aware of my body shape more often than not, constantly worrying about trying to find fitted clothing or clothing that you know, helps me feel good, helps me feel comfortable with my shape, and I fluctuate with my weight, particularly in the belly area, all the time. And that's a lot down to all the obvious things: food, beer, exercise, and it's something that I'm constantly kind of aware of in pictures. I tend to be able to shirk it off, but it did ring a bell for me, because I when you see pictures, and I guess I often think about that, as I mentioned. And so I did this post kind of trying to challenge that. And actually, you know, as hard as it is, we'd be far better off if we just kind of recognize that our bodies are always in a state of change and flux. And unless you're training for a particular sport all the time, or you've got a film role where you're getting paid to train to look ripped to play Batman or whatever, which I don't think I'm going to be doing anytime soon, then it's pretty hard, A, for us to get in as much exercise as we want, whilst also being able to maybe eat the food that we want. And it's also important that we change all the time. Some weeks are better than others. I've now got about 3 different sizes of clothes knocking about my wardrobes and stuff, because I fluctuate so much. I'd argue I'm currently, and I'm recording this in April 2023, so recent, and I'm arguably in a bit of a podgy state. It's post-Easter, and although I didn't have any chocolate, we had a barbecue Sunday, and I ate a lot of food and drank a bit of beer, let's say. So, you know, these things happen, and I'm aware, and I'm going, you know, I go back to exercise now, I'll be on a better diet, and I'll be a smaller size next week because of it. But that's okay, and so photos will always look different, will never look perfect. Perfect is not a thing. So that's it. Like I said, so me and Dan had a conversation about that, which, as I said, has been lost to the world of the internet. I will tag Man Up in our show notes, so you can go check them out if you want. We've got loads more podcasts coming out soon. So please go check them out. Keep an eye and subscribe. And I think that's it for this episode. Very short welcome back. We've got episodes coming up with a variety of quite exciting guests. So please keep an eye out. Subscribe, follow Instagram, follow Twitter for news of when new podcasts are launched, and obviously just subscribe to my channel on Spotify and other podcast spaces. And if, yeah, get in touch, and, you know, look, keep using Angaji to make positive change. Take care of yourselves.